Chapter 217, The Excellence of Observing Psalm, Fasts During Ramadan. Allah the Exalted says, O you who believe, the fasting is prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you, that you may become al-muttaqun, the pious, fasting for a fixed number of days. But if any of you is ill or on a journey, the same number should be made up from other days. And as for those who can fast with difficulty, for example, an old man, they have a choice either to fast or to feed a miskeen, poor person, for every day. But whoever does good of his own accord, it is better for him. And that you fast is better for you, if only you know. The month of Ramadan, in which was revealed the Quran, a guidance for mankind and clear proofs for the guidance and the criterion between right and wrong. So whoever of you cites the crescent on the first night of the month of Ramadan, for instance, is present at his home, he must fast that month. And whoever is ill or on a journey, the same number of days which one did not fast must be made up from other days. 2:183-185. 1215. Abu Huraira r.a. reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, Allah the Exalted and Majestic said, every act of the son of Adam, peace be upon him, is for him, except as-siyam, the fasting, which is exclusively for me, and I will reward him for it. Fasting is a shield. When any one of you is observing fast, he should neither indulge in obscene language, nor should he raise his voice. And if anyone reviles him or tries to quarrel with him, he should say, I am fasting. By him in whose hand the soul of Muhammad is, peace be upon him, the breath of one observing psalm is sweeter to Allah than the fragrance of musk. The one who fasts experiences two joys. He feels pleasure when he breaks the fast. He is joyful by virtue of his fast when he meets his Rabb, Al-Bukhari and Muslim. In a narration by Al-Bukhari, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, Allah says, the person observing psalm has abstained from food and drink and sexual pleasures for my sake. Fasting is for me, and I will bestow its reward. Every good deed has 10 times its reward. In a narration by Muslim, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, the reward of every good deed of a person is multiplied from 10 to 700 times. Allah says, the reward of observing psalm is different from the reward of other good deeds. Psalm is for me, and I alone will give its reward. The person observing psalm abstains from food and drink only for my sake. The fasting person has 2 joyous occasions. One at the time of breaking his fast, and the other at the time of meeting his Rabb. Surely, the breath of one observing psalm is better smelling to Allah than the fragrance of musk. Commentary. Khuluf is the smell that comes from the mouth of a person who observes psalm. It results from the thirst and hunger which he has to suffer during the psalm. The hadith not only tells us the merits of psalm, but also brings into focus the true significance of it. Psalm is not thus mere abstention from food, drink, and sexual intercourse, but also keeping away from all evils and vices and embracing virtues. 1216. Abu Huraira r.a. reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, he who spends a pair in the way of Allah will be called from the gates of Jannah. O slave of Allah, this gate is better for you. And one who is constant in salat, prayer, will be called from the gate of Salat. And whoever is eager in fighting in the cause of Allah will be called from the gate of Jihad. And who is regular in observing Psalm will be called from Ar-Rayan gate. The one who is generous in charity will be called from the gate of charity. Abu Bakr r.a. said, O Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, may my mother and father be sacrificed for you. Those who are called from these gates will stand in need of nothing. Will anybody be called from all of those gates? He replied, yes, and I hope that you will be one of them. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. Pair means two. In other channels of transmission, it has been explained thus. They asked him, pair of what? He, peace be upon him, said, a pair of horses, cows, or camels. pair in this hadith, however, can be all-inclusive. For instance, fasting 2 days or performing 2 prayers, etc. This hadith also mentions special distinction of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu and the esteem in which he was held by the Prophet, peace be upon him. It also transpires from this hadith that one can praise such a person right on his face, about whom one does not fear that it will make him proud. This hadith has also an inducement for giving in sadqa, 2 instead of a single item. 1217. Sahal bin Saad radiyallahu anhu, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "In Jannah there is a gate which is called Ar-Rayyan, through which only those who observe Sawm, fasting, will enter on the day of resurrection. None else will enter through it. It will be called out, 'Where are those who observe fasting?' So they will stand up and proceed towards it. When the last of them will have entered, the gate will be closed, and then no one will enter through that gate." Muslim. Commentary. This hadith tells us about the special distinction of those who observe Sawm. Only those who observe Sawm signify the faithful, who not only observe Sawm during the month of Ramadan, but also frequently observe voluntary fasts over and above the obligatory ones. Otherwise, Sawm of Ramadan are compulsory for every Muslim. Similar is the case of the people of Salat, people of Sadqa, and people of Jihad, who have been mentioned in the preceding ahadith. Otherwise, all Muslims are on par so far as the Salat, Sadqa, etc. are concerned. 1218. Abu Sayyid al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu reported, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, 'Every slave of Allah who observes Sawm, fasting for 1 day for the sake of Allah, Allah will draw his face farther from hellfire to the extent of a distance to be covered in 70 years. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. Every slave of Allah includes men, women, the free and the unfree, because they are slaves of Allah. The hadith highlights the excellence of fasting for the sake of Allah, which will serve on the day of resurrection as a shield against hellfire. 1219. Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu reported, "The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, 'He who observes fasting during the month of Ramadan with faith, while seeking its reward from Allah, will have his past sins forgiven.'" Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. Sins here means minor sins which relate to the rights of Allah. 1220. Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu reported, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, 'When Ramadan begins, the gates of Jannah are opened, the gates of hell are closed, and the devils are chained.'" Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. This is a special distinction of the month of Ramadan, during which Muslims become more inclined towards the worship of Allah. They pay greater attention to the recitation of the Quran, remembrance of Allah, worship, and seeking pardon for sins. 1221. Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu reported, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, 'Observe Sawm, fast, on sighting the crescent, and terminate it on sighting it, the new moon. But if the sky is cloudy before you, then complete the number, 30 days of the month.'" Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. The words khabi and ghumma both have the same meanings, namely clouded sky or sky overcast with clouds, as a result of which the moon is not visible. In that case, the injunction is that 30 days of the month be completed. If the moon of Ramadan is not sighted on the 29th Shaban, then its 30 days be completed and Ramadan Sawm be started on the next day. Similarly, if the moon for the month of Shawwal is not sighted on the 29th of Ramadan, 30 days of Sawm must be completed before celebrating Eid al-Fitr. This means that the sighting of the moon is necessary for keeping the Sawm of Ramadan. Counting by celestial system is not sufficient for this purpose. Moreover, the evidence of reliable witnesses for the crescent of Ramadan and the evidence of 2 dependable witnesses for the crescent of Shawwal are sufficient. This amount of evidence will fulfill the requirement of sighting the moon. Whether the sighting of the moon at one place is sufficient for another place is controversial, and arguments of both the groups of ulama who support and oppose it are based on this hadith. The group which contend that the sighting of the moon at one place is valid for another holds that the words Sumu and Aftaru are addressed to all the Muslims, and for this reason, the sighting at one place holds good for another place. The group which holds that the sighting of the moon at one place is not enough for the Muslims of other localities contend that the words are addressed to the people who have actually sighted the moon. The Muslims of the localities of other areas who have not sighted the moon are not addressed by these words. They say that the sighting of the moon goes with each area according to which they will decide about starting of Psalm and celebrating Eid. There is a third group also, which is of the opinion that for such areas which are in close proximity and do not have much difference in the timings of sunrise and sunset, the sighting of the moon at one place holds good for the other. In any case, it is a moderate view which can be implemented without fear of its being wrong. According to this view, at least in one country, the sighting of the moon at one place holds good for all other areas.